奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续在来学习主耶稣的教训。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue learning the teachings of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的教训啊，经历的啊，最这个具体的啊，有内容最多的就是我们以前学习过的定三宝训。
If you take all the teachings of Jesus Christ and you organize them and separate them into different segments, you'll find the segment of the Sermon on the Mount to be most full of content.
那这个山呢、到底是哪一个山？这个也不能考证。一般是这里在加利利海北边的，那边有好多的这个丘陵嘛。
It is not clear which exact mountain Jesus did this on, but it is suspected it is on the small rolling hills on the northern part of Galilee.
那么我们今天要来看另外一个非常重要的教训，就是一个理发师啊，他不是善意的。提出问题，但是主耶稣很诚恳地回答他。
Today we'd like to bring up a very, very significant incident, which is the scribes and Pharisees with ill intent come to consult with Jesus.
我们请看马太福音二十二章。
Please refer to Matthew 22.
马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Matthew 22 verse 37.
三十七节念到四十节。
Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this, like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments."
今天我也谈过了，主耶稣有时候碰到那些存心不好的人向他提出问题，那主耶稣也知道他们存心不良，可是主还是没有拒绝他们。他是很诚恳的，很爱心的，回答他们的问题。
Jesus often meet up with people who ask him questions with ulterior motives, and he still, with love and sincerity, answer them.
我们刚才念的这个三十七节，这里就是谈到在前面呢，三十四节那里记载一个。理发师，这个理发师当时是研究这个理发师神的理发师，研究圣经的，等于现在的神学家了，不是这个历史那种理发师。
Before verse 37, we find the background, which is a teacher of the law asking Jesus a question, and teachers of the law at the time would be a learned person in the law of God, not like today, like a lawyer.He'll be like the equivalent of a theologian today.
那他是出于试探，或者想要驳倒耶稣，或者耶稣的回答就是有什么把柄要就是能够来找麻烦，说不定。
It is out of testing, intent of testing Jesus, he asked such a question.
他是问的说，律法上的诫命哪一条最大？既然这样子，可能是指着那个四条诫命。
His question was to Jesus, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And I would think that he is referring to the Ten Commandments.
那他谈哪一条吧？那就是四条诫命之外的那个是数不尽。
And of course, if he's referring to all the laws, then there are countless of them.
可能当时他们文士啊，法利赛人也在争执辩论说这个四条诫命哪一条最重要。
It is also
那意见不能一致啊, 所以他, 就是, 来问耶稣,
It is also possible that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were having such arguments amongst themselves as to which is the greatest commandment, and then they came to ask Jesus.
那主的回答说, 你要尽心尽性尽力, 爱主你的神, 这是这边第一条, 第二条就是说, 要爱人如己, 他说这个是, 律法和先知一些道理的总纲啊, 所以说, 传本圣经归纳起来就这两点。
Therefore, Jesus' reply was, he summated all the greatest commandments, I'm sorry, he summated all the commandments into two great ones, that is, love your, the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
我们现在这样练起来好像没有什么特别,但是说起来,这个主要是的回答,就是把传本圣经 的大纲是四条诫命的，那他把这个四条诫命归纳做两条，是这样的。
Just looking at what Jesus said seems to be nothing extraordinary, but if we look at the deeper meaning of it, he has summed up the whole essence of the Bible into the Ten Commandments and further reduced them down to two important commandments here.
可以说是归纳得非常的好，当然主所说的是最好的了。
It seems he very appropriately categorized into just two, and what he says is definitely group good.
那四条诫命是分为两部分的，第一条到第四条是对神的，第五条到第十条是对人的，是先道和人道这两部分。Of
course, the Ten Commandments itself can be divided into two categories. Number one to four has to do with your relationship with God, and from five to the end, it has to do with you and your neighbor.
那前面那一段是说你要爱神啦，后面这一段就说你要爱人。The
first segment is love God. The second is love your neighbor.
所以这本圣经就用一个爱啊来归纳起来。So
you can sum up this Bible with the word love.
这本圣经就叫我们要行爱，实行爱心。This
Bible teaches us to act out love.
那爱的对象有 两方面，一方面就是对神，一方面是对人。
And the receiver of love are two, God and fellow men.
那问题说，这个爱的程度啊，有些我们认识真神的人，我们都会爱神，我们也会爱人啊。但是问题是程度问题啊，主要是主说我们呢，这个爱神要爱到什么程度，爱人要爱到什么程度。
Of course, when we come to believe in God, we have a love for God and we have a natural love for fellow men. But the question here is the degree of your love towards these two entities.
爱神要爱到尽心尽意尽心尽力爱到尽做到尽的部分。
Here Jesus is saying you must love your God to the utmost of your heart, soul, and mind.
不但尽力，这个尽力是这个 可以说是随做题的了，好像你在帮忙教会的工作，好多工作要做，那你尽力的去做，这个是关于力量的部分。To
bring yourself to the maximum in your love for another person is a physical one. For example, you're doing God's work, you would do it to your utmost ability.
或者这个奉献钱财，奉献财好像这个大卫王啊，他是做到尽。 他所有的都为了建造圣殿奉献出来，这个做到尽，没有余地了，没有剩下的力量。For
example, an offering to God, for example, King David, he would offer, for example, the temple to his utmost, nothing left.
那另外一方面是这个心灵的问题，他要尽心，尽心尽意，尽心尽力尽性，这个是精神方面的。And
also to offer your heart to its maximum.
比如你们在这里要做一件事情，应该先用用头脑，要怎么样去做，做得比较理想。For
example, before you do something, you would plan out how to do it to the most effect.
用这个牌子的这个计划，就我看他们都用过头脑的。For
example, the design on your name tags, I believe whoever created.
你这个是教会的，就是那一件叫
Pacific
Pastor Tag。 那你们看，他们 他们这个这个图画，这个图画有用过新的。
For example, whoever designed this logo for the Pacifica NYTS, they used their heart and soul to plan it out.
也可能他们有有讨论过的，也有修改过的。
Perhaps they have discussed it amongst various people. Perhaps they have modified it after that.
那经过这种哈、哦，这个用心呐、啊，用心呐、啊，用头脑啊啊，去做啊，意思意思这样子，说不要说乱做了啊，随便做不是这样。
That is, it's done out of your mind and your heart, and it is not just done without thinking.
那对人的爱说爱人如己，爱到好像爱自己一样。
And to love others as yourself, it's first you look upon how you love yourself.
这句话我想好久想不通了，而且我以后感觉到我好像不太爱自己。那要爱人怎么爱自己？这个不晓得怎么讲。
I was quite perplexed by this commandment for a while, for I could not fathom how I love myself.
后来我在想到啊，爱人如己啊，好，很会了解的，就是说爱儿女的。实际上，父母亲爱儿女哈、哦，比爱自己强。
Then I realized that as we draw example from parental love, we see that the love the parents have for their child is most likely more than love for themselves.
你们。还没结婚的、有的结婚了或者还没做爸爸妈妈，所以这个爱孩子的心、啊、你们还不太懂。
You are not married or you're married without children yet, and perhaps you do not know exactly what parental love is.
我在印尼传道的时候，有一个女祭司啊，她没有出嫁，当时她已经50多岁。
When I was in Indonesia, I met a deaconess. She'sin her 50s, and she was yet to be married.
她患了相当严重又很痛苦的病。那么她有一次做见证的时候，
and she had a very grave illness, and she once testified this way.
她说她没有做过妈妈，所以她不晓得母亲爱。
She said, "I've never been a mother, so I do not know what parental love is."
但是她应该在病中啊。已经稍微知道啊，母亲的爱是什么了。
But through her illness, she can understand what it possibly could be like.
她说她妈妈在她生病当中啊，在晚上都没有睡好。
She said her mother, because of her illness, she would not be able to sleep at night.
一下子就起来，两爬坡了，渐渐走到她的房间来。
She would often get up in the middle of night and.Quietly walked to her daughter's bed.
看看这个女孩子是不是已经睡了，或者在痛。
To see whether her daughter is asleep and or if she's in pain.
那妈妈虽然放这个放轻，就是说很这个不出声也得走路哈，可是还是有了，让她这个女孩听到，所以她晓得妈妈来，她就故意地闭着眼睛睡觉。
Although her mother tried to be as quiet as she can when she walks to her bed, yet the daughter said she can feel her mother's presence and she would pretend to be sleeping.
那她妈妈就静静地、轻轻地摸摸她的头，看有没有发烧。
And her mother would very lightly touch her forehead to see whether she had any fever.
又带回自己的房间，一下子又再过来。
And she would then quietly return to her bedroom.But shortly after, she would do this again.
她说因此，她虽然没有做过妈妈，她领悟到妈妈的爱，虽然不是100%，但是她知道妈妈的爱就是这么感动人的。
Although she has never been a mother, she cannot 100% taste parental love, but she has experienced it close to 100%.
就爱人当中，我们刚才说爱神，那爱人。就爱人当中要先爱自己的人，自己最亲的人，你最亲的人是谁？
To love your neighbor, we have to look at it first from perspective of loving your home, that is, the people closest to you.
就是父母亲了、First. 所以是的，诫命的第五条，第五条的人道的第一条了，啊，当孝敬父母，是吧
？And the closest people to you is of course your parents, and we look at the fifth commandment, which is the first amongst the moral conducts towards fellow men, and we see that we have to have a certain attitude towards our parents.
那这个第五条。
So we can see that 1 to 4 is to love God and 6 to 10 is to love fellow men. However, 5 to 10 is fellow men, and number 1 out of the loving men is to love your parents.There's in the Chinese moral conduct, traditional moral conduct, it says all the goodness, the number one should be to have filial piety.
所以中国的这个儒教的一些这个伦理道德啊，算是很接近圣经。所以中国人信耶稣所道比较容易。
Looking in Chinese history, you look at their certain philosophies, you'll see that a lot of it matches that in the Bible, so it should be easier for a Chinese to accept the moral conduct of this Bible.
尤其老的一辈，啊，你们这年轻一辈啊，啊，可以说学校没有什么啊道德教育啊，虽然有德育啊，但道德教育很少。那你们有没有受过中国本来的儒教的这个教育？但是比较上年纪的人，因为有受过这个儒教的教育，他们已经有一个道德的基础，所以作为中国人信耶稣以后，所道所得比较好。
Especially the older generation of Chinese, where they have some taste of Chinese teaching of moral conduct, which does coincide somewhat with the Bible, but for the youth here, neither do they have Chinese teaching of moral conduct nor.Bible teaching, so therefore they're coming from a different perspective.
你要像非洲人哦，非洲人他们没有这个道德基础，所以非洲人他们说谎话骗人，他们以为这个没有什么事啊。
For example, Africans, they have never had any encounter with moral conduct, so they lie or be deceitful without any stricken conscience.
所以我们要爱人，那爱人爱到什么地步呢？是吧？爱人如己的，好像爱自己。
But here it says, how do we love our neighbors? We love our neighbor to the degree of just like loving ourselves.
那么爱自己，在我本身来说，我就不想不出我怎么爱自己，好像想不出。但是我后来做爸爸，我才晓得，啊，好像爱熬你啊，你能够以这个爱熬你的心呐、啊。来爱人，那是混过了。
I could never understand what it meant to love myself, the degree of loving myself, but after I became a parent, I started to see that loving yourself to me is parental love. If I can love others with the same degree of love as I love my children, then I have accomplished.
那保罗就有一种这种爱，父母的爱，他对人有个父母的爱。
Paul towards fellow men has such love.
我们请看。哥林多前书
Please refer to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章前书第四章
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的十四节
Verse 14.
第四章十四节我写这话不是叫你们羞愧乃是警戒你们好像我所亲爱的儿女一样啊这个保罗对信徒啊，真是有一个父母爱、父母心。
The disposition of Paul towards his belief, the followers of Christ is he's like a parent to them.
那十五节说，你们随基督的疏忽虽然有一万维护的，却不多了。做老师比较容易啊，做爸爸就困难。尤其你不是他的爸爸，可是你要做他的爸爸，这个就不简单。
It's easy to be someone's teacher, but it's very difficult to be someone's father.
保罗的工作的情况并不是因为他的智慧啊，或者他的口才，应该是因为他对信徒一个父母爱。
Paul's success in his ministry is not because of his technique or eloquence, rather it is because he has a natural parental love for the people he's teaching.
这个父母对奥尼哈，奥尼好就好了，自己无所谓了。
Parental love is like this, to give all the goodness to your children, what happens to me is immaterial.
不管是吃的，不管是穿的，各方面都是把奥尼排在第一。
No matter if it's food or clothing, I would look, think for my children first.
那父母亲绝对不会忘记奥尼的，奥尼有时候会忘记父母亲。
And parents will never forget their children, the needs of their children, but the children will forget sometimes their parents' needs.
有一首诗哈，就是中国人写的，在颂赞母爱。
There's a
就是赞美母爱母亲的。
There's a poem that's written in Chinese about describing the love of a parent.
那最后一句话就是说
mother, parent, love of a mother.
那最后一句话就说
And the last phrase goes like this.
翱翔千里路啊，母心千里。
That it says, as a child walks for thousands of miles, the mother's heart follows right behind it for the same distance. This sort of phrase is very, can be easily understood by any mother sitting here today.
So, 我们对着能够像父母亲在关怀儿女。为了儿女牺牲，假设有那种爱啊，已经一百分了，已经满点。
So if we can treat fellow men with the love a mother treats her child, that is the sacrifice that she undergoes, then we have already achieved full points.
好像你们有在座可以说很多都是当就重在教育界呀。
For example, many amongst us today are religious education teachers.
但是这个宗教教育能不能成功，并不是在教员的住宿的高低来决定。
However, the success of our RE teacher is not out of his or her ability or knowledge.
还是看这个教员有没有父母爱。
It has to do with whether that teacher has any sort of parental love.That you can be a teacher. You can be a teacher for a day, but for a fatherhood, for example, it is a lifetime.
你一辈子要做他的父亲。
You can be teacher to him only for a few days, but you have to be father for life.
所以说，我虽然只教你一天的功课啊，但是我一辈子不会忘记你的。这个才是真老师啊，有父母心的老师啊。
Therefore, a true teacher would be one which teach you for a certain number of days, but his or her heart will be with you for the rest of your life.
人间啊，的爱慢慢的消失，友情啊，亲戚的这个感情啊，都慢慢的冲淡。
The love of men will tend to deteriorate over time, dilute over time.
甚至夫妻啊，的爱是很相当靠不住了，现在。
Even spousal love, that will diminish over time.
白先生我一说想得很怪怪的啦，她丈夫对她讲一句话说我爱你啊，她好高兴啊。
To me, it's kind of strange that in the Western culture, it seems when a husband says to his wife, I love you, she is overwhelmed by these three words.
就是一天不向太太讲这句话，太太就很不高兴。
And if he does not utter these three words, at any given day, she'll be angry.
我一次去这个玻璃会堂啊，看这个不是专攻去看那个婚礼，不过我们去参观的时候，和英国的弟兄啊去参观的时候，正好那边有婚礼。
I once visited with fellow England brothers and sisters to the Crystal Cathedral.
那个婚礼他们是一种商业化了，现在盖会堂有一些商业化做生意的，你没有这个。那样做的时候没有办法维持，好像一场的这个婚礼你没有信徒没有关系，你没有牧师都没有关系，他们那一套的。 有牧师啊，有书班啊，什么都有。那你到那边结婚，那一场啊多少钱？啊，听说有的是差不多10000块，10000块便宜的。
And the way they set up these settings to perform marriages is like a business or just for economic purposes. You don't need a minister, you don't need any religious things, you just need your choir, you need your all the amenities for a marriage.
但是现在教会里面有一个弟兄他说，哇，他们两个那么亲爱啊，啊，但是不晓得能够继续几天呢，或者几天。
And the brother mentioned or uttered these words, they seem to love each other so much, yet how long will it last?
熬你的爱我看你会变的，现在在变。熬你现在有的对父母亲没有感情。
Even children's love towards their parents might change, and I can see the deterioration today.
但是我相信父母的爱永远不变。
But I believe that parental love will never cease.
因为这个爱是真神啊给做父母亲的人的。
Because this love is given by God to those who are parents.
这种先天的，所以先天的是啊，神给的了。
That is, it's God given.
所以你叫爸爸妈妈不爱孩子，他才做不到。
So if you tell a parent not to love his or her child, then you're asking the impossible.
你有没有想到这一点？
Have you ever thought of that?
那个父母亲呢，爱熬你是无微不至。所以日本人常说“おやばか”，就是说做父母亲最笨，笨到什么程度？不是要烦恼的，要烦恼他。
Parents love children in a natural way, so natural that no reason is given. There's a Japanese saying that it is the most stupid thing to have parental love because you usually worry about the things that you should not worry about.
我们一个长老啊。他的女孩子当时在台北念书了，啊，已经在高中了。那他送女孩子到嘉义火车站，啊，那火车已经开动了。当时这个窗户没有像现在有点去密封的了，都开着了啊。那火车已经动了，结果爸爸在那个柜台大声喊了。不但站着喊，还跟着火车跑喊，说贵的都最给去，都最给结婚去做那秋，那春节去了。过一个做水器啊，做水器有个铁桥啊，叫他小姐说手不要伸出去。实际上啊，手伸出去也不会碰到那个铁桥的那个。
I know of a testimony from an elder in Taiwan.This elder was sending her daughter in Taipei to the train station to send her off. She at the time was in high school. And as people were leaving, of course, they don't have air conditioning, so people are hanging out the windows. And he is running and yelling at the top of his lungs, telling her not to stick her arms out when they approach a bridge. But the fact is, if you stick your arms out, still you will not hit the bridge.
那下次又回来了，他告诉爸爸说，哎呀，爸爸你呢。一直做啦，我见别人搞我笑下边还去。
And then she returned from her trip, and she told her father, "You're so naive that the way you yelled at me, that the people around me were laughing at me."
我已经高中生啊，我已经高中生，我怎么不晓得那件事情
？I'm a high schooler already. I know such a thing. You don't have to shout.
但是父母亲就这样子啊，所以我看你们有时候也感觉父母亲很啰嗦了，是不是？
But parents are like that. We sometimes feel our parents are rather meddling.
这个要管，那个要管，不是管呢，不是管，担心呐。
They seem to bicker about many things, but it is not they want to bicker or just to be in your business, but it is because they care.
我要把干，我要把干，父母就笨。
That's why.
但是因为是父母，所以说变。
That's why the Japanese saying to be a parent is a stupid thing, but for a parent, you have to be such stupidity to take up that mindset.
我的隔壁一位阿伯啊，我记得他当时90岁，他儿子应该是72岁， 今年他十八岁啊。阿婆哈，妈妈是90岁的，儿子应该是71岁。
I have a next door neighbor,
an
old lady. I don't know how old she is, but her son at the time was 71.
醒过来啊，冬天呢，台湾冬天还蛮冷的啦。
In the winter time,
我问他的孩子说，昨天晚上有没有把棉被盖好了？
She wakes up in the morning in the middle of winter, and she would ask her son, "Were you well covered by your comforter last night?"
好，就这么问就是。
Just to ask her, to ask him.
所以主耶稣就说，你要爱神，要爱人如己。我们就是真的能够爱人，好像爱自己的儿女，十分过了。那保罗就有一种这种父母亲，所以他的工作非常的成功。
Jesus told us to love our neighbors as ourselves, so if we can just love our neighbors as a parent loves her child, then we have done very well.
那你们现在还没做父母亲，你们会常常去想你的爸爸妈妈的爱，那你能够像你爸爸妈妈爱你那样的心呢、啊、去爱别人，那这个爱人方面呢、啊、会说是非常过的。
Up to this point, many of us or all of us are not parents yet, so we should observe how our parents treat ourselves or their children and then use to learn from that love to treat others.
好，我们这段我这样讲，那有一些细节我写在课本，你们自己去看一看。
There are other references in this section. Please refer to them at your own time.
我第三条另外讲一个主要是很要紧的教训，就是那个有关天国的七个比喻。
And another thing I'd like to specifically cover is the important parables regarding the heavenly kingdom.
这个记载马太十三章，请大家翻开。
This is in Matthew 13. Please refer to it.
我又谈过了，好像这个丁山宝训哈，马太福音是整理的，这个很丰富，也可以说主耶稣在山上讲的道理，他们都没有给他漏掉。
As mentioned before, the book of Matthew is compiled very thoroughly and very organized way, and none of these teachings of Jesus, I believe, were left out.
但是在路加福音就是只有记一部分，哎，那个可能是他不是记录主耶稣那一次登山所讲的，是在别的地方啊，因为重要的道理主耶稣常常这边的讲，那边的讲。
But Luke seems to be an account of the incident, not the details like Matthew.
可是马这个比喻呢？这个比喻，马太福音十三章这里谈到七个比喻，就又有连续性的。
And again, in Matthew 13, we have another set of sermons having to do with heavenly kingdom in terms of parables, and they are also very sequential.
那其他的这个福音书就没有像马太十三章啊记得啊这么有系统或者。
And other accounts and other gospel books of the same parables are not as complete as that in Matthew.
但是我们根据马太十三章，我们看看马太福音十三章。
Please look at Matthew 13.
这七个比喻分为两次讲，一次是在海边，一次是在这个房屋里面。
These series of parables were said by Jesus in two locations.One is beside the sea, and one is in a house.
十三章的第一节
13:1.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边呐，有许多人到他那里聚集。他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们说许多的道理。这里就告诉我们了，主耶稣接着讲到是在海边，在。
The setting here is that Jesus was at the seashore and he boarded a ship to speak to the people on the shoreline.
那他就开始讲讲比喻，都是讲比喻。
And he started to speak in parables.
第一个比喻是撒种的比喻了。
First is the parable of the sower.
就是说有个人去撒种啊，那这个种就落在四个地方啊，一个是路旁。一个是石头上的浅土，一个是荆棘里面，一个是好土的里面。
And he said a farmer went out and sowed his seeds, and the seeds fell on four types of ground. One was along the path, one was near rocky ground, one was amongst thorny bushes, and the fourth was in good soil.
24节
Verse 24.
24节是第二个比喻，白头的比喻。
The second parable recorded in verse 24 is the parable of the weeds.
说天国好像人撒好种在田里，记者人睡觉的时候有仇敌来。
将麦子撒在麦子里面就走了。Verse 24 and 25. And 31 is the third parable.
说天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，结果原来是白种里最小的，等到长大起来就比各样的菜都大，成了树。天上的飞鸟来树在它的枝上。And 32.
第四个比喻，33节。 And fourth parable is in verse 33.
说天国好像面小，有妇人拿来藏在山头面里，直到船团都挂起来。这四个比喻是在海边讲的。These
four parables were spoken as Jesus was on the shore.
36节。
36.
当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子，所以下面三个是在房子里面讲的。
And then 36 tells us that he continued into a house, and everything afterwards would be spoken in the house.
所以好像路加福音他没有讲的那么多啊，可能是他的资料不够啊，所以这个马太这个收集资料收集的很完善，尤其这七个笔数都是连下去啊，差不多同那一天呐。
And Luke's account seems to be less detailed. Maybe his information was not as ample as Matthew's. Matthew was very detailed in describing these series of parables said in a very orderly manner and from one setting shifting to another. And these parables are of teaching nature to us.
但是有的比喻属于奥秘性的，就是里面呢，不但有教训呢，有奥秘，神的奥秘在里面。But
some of these teachings are not just simple teachings in itself, but deeper meaning in it has to do with mysteries of God.
他说天国像什么？天国像什么？那个天国是主说教会。As
he says to start these parables, the kingdom of heaven is like these. This is probably talking about the church.
天国好像一个人出去撒种。
The kingdom of God is like a sower. This is like a church being sent to sow to spread the gospel.
那这个撒出去的这个种子，有的落在这个石头上，有的在路旁。
And as the seeds are thrown out, they fall on different soil.
就是指着我们人呐，有四种心地的。This
describes how men can have possibly. One of the four types of mindsets.
有的人的心地好像路旁啊，这个就路一样啊，很硬，很硬。Some
people have hearts of stone like the hard ground that the sea fell upon.
所以你虽然种子落在这个路上啊，因为很硬，他没有办法接受，那没有办法接受，飞鸟就把它吃掉。So
even if you sow seeds upon his heart, his heart is so hard, it cannot absorb anything, so birds will come and snatch those seeds away from his
field.
Just like giving a sermon, as we spread the words out, people have different ways to receive it, they have different hearts. So the effects will be different.
那另外有一种人的心地好像石头上的浅土，就石头上的浅土。Another
type of possible heart for a person is one of shallow ground, rocky ground.
好像这个石头有的这样子，那样子给收带哈，那个就灰尘会积在那里，这个是。
For example, if someone The analogy here is with a rock with a crevice where there's still soil within that little crevice, but it's mostly rock.
那么这样的地方温度比这个大地啊还高一点，所以种子落在那里啊，它发芽比大地的还快一点。
So because of the embracing of the rock, the soil within that rock will be of a higher temperature, so the seed will be able to grow in that little crevice full of soil, and perhaps even faster than in the main field.
可是没有办法扎根。
But it has no opportunity to bear, take root.
因此太阳一下就枯干。
And when the sun comes out, it will be withered.
这是没有根的信徒。
This is a believer that has no roots.
没有根的信徒遇到一些试炼或者种种不注意的事情，他会倒下去。
A believer without being deeply rooted, when he meets up with any difficulties, he will just fall.
第三对是在荆棘里面，会先花这个荆棘的土地不错了，然后花草为土地。
The third type of field is one with a lot of thorny bushes around. In order for the thorny bushes to grow in that field must have good soil.
那这个种子虽然有发芽，但是被那些草啊挤住，结果没有很难结果。
But the seed that was sowed amongst those thorny bushes, it is allowed to grow, but it is choked as it grows.
第四种是好土或好的土地了，所以它就借100倍、60倍、30倍。
The fourth is good soil, which as the seed falls on it, it will grow, produce 100, 60, or 30 folds.
所以这个第一种啊，路旁地的心。那一种人根本不会到教会来的，他不能接受。
So when you encounter someone with a heart like the path or the rocky road, then he will not even want to come to church.
那没有根的信徒，有的已经倒下去了，有的还在教会，但是结果没有根的信徒早晚呢也会倒的。
And for those who are very shallowly rooted, they may have already left the church, or they may be in church, but if they continue to be such We can say majority of the believers today are in the category of having their growth in thorny bushes.
主耶稣解释荆棘是什么？荆棘就是全在的猕猴和树上的蒺藜的。
Jesus described thorns and thistles in the Bible as the temptations of this world.
22节这样记载。
In verse 22 it says,
因为被这个树上的蒺藜和钱财的迷惑控制，所以他在教会结不出好果子。
It is because he is still controlled by the deceitfulness and enticement of this life that he cannot stand firm in church.
我现在最多的在还留在教会啊，最多的是这一类。
The majority of the people fall in this category today in our church.
但是第四种是好土啊，好土地啊，他这一类的信徒一直结果子。
But the fourth type is one that is sown on good soil, and these type of believers, they simply bear more fruits after more fruits.
这就我们从比喻啊得到的教训。
And these are the teachings we receive from this parable.
但是这七个比喻有这个好的教训，居然有天国的奥秘，有关教会的奥秘。
But amongst these seven parables told by Jesus, it's not just teachings, but contain in them mysteries of God.
看十一节
，verse 11。
十一节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘啊，只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。所以这个七个比喻里边有隐藏着这个天国的奥秘。”
So Jesus here explicitly told us that within these parables, he is telling us there are included the knowledge of the secrets of kingdom of heaven.
看35节
，verse 35。
耶稣要应验先知的话说：“我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。”创世以来所隐藏的事啊，是教会的事，教会的奥秘。
The things hidden since creation are things having to do with the church.
就真是要通过教会来拯救犹太人，也拯救外邦人，这极大的奥秘。
That through these mysteries, God will open the way for both Israelites and Gentiles.
所以这七个比喻啊，不但有教训性，有那个隐藏着。有关教会历史演变的奥秘。
So therefore, these seven parables contain not only teachings for our lives, but also mysteries concerning the Church of God.
所以这个七个比喻的解释，我们本会和外教会不同。
So so the interpretations of these seven, a series of seven parables, is different from our church from any other church. Some mysteries without God's personal guidance and God's personal revelation, it cannot be understood. We'll continue in the next class.